Washington is slowly moving ahead with a long-delayed plan to update its water quality rules. A first public meeting takes place on Tuesday on Governor Inslee's proposal to dramatically increase the fish consumption rate that determines how clean discharged water must be. But some say it doesn't go far enough. More from KPLU Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Governor Inslee's plan would increase the fish consumption rate to about a meal a day rather than a meal a month. It's also the same amount recently adopted by Oregon, which has the strictest rate in the country.
Well, yes, but it's important to remember that that's just one part of this equation.
Chris Wilkie is with Puget Soundkeeper Alliance, one of four groups that sued the federal government last year to force it to make the state comply with the Clean Water Act. Wilkie says the plaintiffs are glad to see a more realistic fish consumption rate, but at the same time he points out that Inslee's proposal also lowers the bar on the allowable risk for cancer from 1 in a million to 1 in 100,000.
It appears that the state has kind of engineered the standards to come out where they want them to be or where it might be acceptable for business interests.
The State Department of Ecology says the governor felt the compromise is necessary because businesses have warned tightening the standard too much would be impractical and cause them to move jobs elsewhere. And instead of just cleaning up the aftermath, Inslee is pushing for additional policies to discourage the use of the chemicals in the first place, says Ecology's toxic reduction lead, Carol Craigie.
And shift people away from using these kinds of things that are so problematic for the permit holders.
But the Soundkeepers who brought suit for cleaner water say such policies might not make it through the legislature, and they say a similar compromise was recently put forward in Idaho and rejected by the EPA. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.